Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you allow us to do from morning, Lord, to now. Thank you for your grace and mercy and help and support that you give us and to our brethren. Thank you for all their works and what they have achieved from morning to now. In the name of Jesus, you help them and lead them. And thank you for all the achievement that had been done. Thank you all the workers, the families, the ministers, the elders, the pastors, the parents. Each one who is doing his ministry to serve you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the new souls, the new Bible studies, the places that you allow us to reach and the progress in the ministry. Thank you for all the families who have family worship and the congregations. We thank you for all who are doing Bible studies. We thank you for the new groups that you are planting in different places. We thank you, God. We magnify, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the place that you put your church here in UAE and the extension in Kuwait, in Oman, Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, and African countries, and in different places in the world through families, individual members, workers. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless all these places. We ask you, Lord, also to provide all the needs. We also ask you, Lord, to give us favor from the governments in all different places, that all what we need from logistics and documentations and papers will be provided for us. We pray for these places to prosper, so we to your church will prosper. We pray that each and every one of us will work with you to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, so that people will see you through our character and attitudes. Teach us more of your ways, O God. Teach us to be more humble, forgiving, loving, kindful, gentle, even to love enemies. And help us, O God, to go on and cleanse the lepers, save people from the dead, heal the sick. All what you promise in your word, work with us, O God, so that all this will come true. Pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit. Refill us once again and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to serve you, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecies, evangelism, the gift of teaching, pastoring, prophesying, gift of faith, gift of healing, and the rest of talents and skills that we need, you will provide for us to go on and serve you. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. We ask you to bless our worship, to invite you, Lord, to anoint all the items of our worship, our prayers, our songs, the message, the giving, all what you want us to do for you. Lead us today, anoint this worship, anoint the recording, take it, and bring the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church, in the life of your people. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
Your
Bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, O God. Yes, Lord. We continue to boast in your presence in our life. We boast in our trust in you, Lord, for your help, for your wonders and all what you are doing and what you are doing and what you will do in our lives. Clap your hand to the Lord.
Thank you.
for the way that you make for us to be saved, for deliverance. Thank you for the way that you make for us to be held. Thank you for you put us in your family and you call us to serve you. Thank you, God. Continue to pray, Lord, that you will give us deep understanding in your word to go on and do your will. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits into the house of the Lord, into the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all your people who came to honor you and came to bring their tithes and offering and first fruits. Look down from heaven and open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing that they have no place to keep. I rebuke all devourer in their life and our lives, O God, and bless their jobs and incomes and use this money, Lord, to raise the lost, O God. Multiply it and use it according to your will. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today speaking about faith and deeds from the life of Abraham, how his faith and his deeds, they go together, as we have read in James chapter 2, verse 20 to 24. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works of a man is justified, and not by faith only. We continue today to speak about the deed of Abraham that goes along his faith. We have read when Abraham made the king of Sodom, there was a discussion had taken place between them. We read in Genesis chapter 14, verse 21 to verse 24. Genesis 14, verse 21 to verse 24. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe like it, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me on their school and memory, let them take their portion. When Abraham said that I will not take from thee even a shoe like it, and I will not take anything that is thine, let thou should say, I have made Abraham rich. In relation to this verse, we continue today to speak about the wrong resources of income and money that we should not get involved or put our hands with, as Abraham did, so that our faith and our deeds will go along the faith of Abraham. The other thing that we should not get involved with is usury. Usury is the meaning of it is that when you lend money, you are making interest. When you give money and you count interest on daily basis or on monthly basis, especially high rate of interest, and you are making money out of the loan that you are giving, and sometime 1/5 of the capital you are asking, those who are doing, usually they will ask sometimes more than 1/5 of the capital, and those who want to borrow because they are in need, they are just obliged to put themselves into such kind of slavery. And actually it is abuse, taking advantage, it is sucking of the blood of those who are borrowing with such kind of usury. Because you find them, most of the time, they cannot pay the interest, they will just, they can't pay the capital. They will just pay the interest without paying the capital. And those who do such a practice, abusing people, sucking the blood of the people, they need to repent of faith. Those who practice and live on usury will be cursed and not will enjoy, they will not enjoy eternal life until they will repent. We read that in Psalm chapter 15. Psalm chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 5. We can read that. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Verse 5. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. And the other verse that teach against usury in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 19, thou shalt not lend upon usury to thy brother. Usury of money, usury of victual, usury of anything that is lent upon usury. We should not lend with the usury. At the time of Nehemiah, the people complained and expressed their suffering because they had borrow money, and their brethren who give them the money, they put usury on them and they put them under the bondage. Nehemiah, when he heard this, he faced the issue and he faced those who did such. Let's read Nehemiah chapter 5, the whole Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 13. We will read how Nehemiah and his reform removed the usury. Usury is wrong income. It's not from God. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For they were that said, we, our sons, and our daughters are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were, they said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards and houses, that we might buy corn because of the dearth. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our hands and vineyards, that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and lo, we bring into the bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought and to bondage already, neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I hear their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers and said unto them, you exact usually every one of his brother, and I set a great assembly against him. And I said unto them, we after our ability have redeemed our brethren the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren, or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. Also I said, it is not good that we do aught. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise and my brethren and my servants might exact of them money and corn. I pray you let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them even this day their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses, also the 100th part of the money and of the corn, the wine and the oil that ye exact of them. Then said they, we will restore them and will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. In verse 13, also I took my lamp and said, so God, shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise, even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praised the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. Here, Nehemiah, he condemned this act of usury, and he said that God shall shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise. Those who continue to do usury, they will not enter the kingdom of God unless they will repent and stop that. The other wrong resource of money is bribing. Bribe is to receive money, when you receive money, to give somebody something that he need or he want, but that is not his right. When people use their own money to get something illegally so that they can receive a privilege, what is going on, that is not their right, but they will take the right of other people. They use money to give a bribe so that even they don't have right, they will get the right by using their money. We cannot use money to take what God has not ordained for us to receive. You know, sometimes people would give us money to get from us. That is not due for them. We should be avoiding taking bribe, because in that case, we are perverting justice and we are doing things against God. We read about things teaching against the bribes in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, and verse 19. It says, thou shalt not rest judgment, thou shalt not respect person, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. Here, the gift here is a bribe. People give us gift to blind our eyes so that we will not do the right things. We can read about that also in the book of Job. Job chapter 15 and verse 34. It say, "For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery." That is the curse of God. And also we can read in the book of Psalms, Psalm 26. Psalm 26. And verses 6 to 11. I will wash mine hands in inonacy, so will I confess thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with a bloody man, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. This is another verse to speak against the sin of bribing. In Isaiah chapter 33, Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 15 and 16. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munition of rocks. A bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. This is the promise of God to those who do not practice the bribes. And also in the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, say, "For as much therefore as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgression and your mighty sins. They afflicted the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right." When you take a bribe, you are taking the right of some people and give it to those who does not deserve it. I practice not to receive gifts from people, especially when it comes to money. When they give me, I don't take it, but I put it under their name in the treasury of the church. Why I need to do that, I don't know what is this money. It could be their tithes or offering or their first fruit. And when I take it, God will not open the floodgates of heaven and bless them. And in that case, I am harming them. The other reason why I don't take it, because that is considered stealing, and I don't want the wrath of God on me. The other reason why I don't take, because when you take and you put in your pocket, you will be in debt to that person, that you need to pay him back what money he give you. And besides that also, when that person give to you money and you take it and you put it in your pocket, and suppose that person need correction. You will not be able to speak to him or correct him because he has given you a gift and you should not go to him and speak to him. It will be more hard for you to go and speak to that person after you take money and put it in your pocket. I usually tell all our workers, ministers, that not to receive gift or especially money from the people. And I tell them, when you receive money, you take the money and put it under the person who gave the money in the treasury of the church. So that if it is tithe or offering, God will bless that person. And you will not be in debt to him. And also, you will not be receiving anything that is of a wrong resource or doubtful resource of money. Speaking about bribes, Paul also, in his ministry, let's read this situation from the book of Acts. Acts chapter 24, where Paul was in a prison, verse 24 to 27. Acts 24, verse 24 to 27. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent to Paul and hear him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have convenient reason, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him. Therefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Here's a good example. Not to only take bribes, but not to give also bribes. Here Paul was in jail, and as we have read, Felix was waiting that Paul would bribe him, give him some money, so that he will lose him. But Paul did not use this way because that is not the way of God. If God will not give us what is due for us, we don't use bribe to get it by our own way. Money can play a dirty role in our lives. And that's why we need to be cautious neither to give nor to receive bribes. Let's all stand now in God's presence. Check now yourself. Are you receiving wrong resources of money, usury, receiving bribes or giving bribes? God wants you to be cleansed from such, so the wrath of God will not come on you. Repent of your sin and come to the Lord. Surrender your life to Him. God is going to bless you. Be willing to serve the Lord and walk in His ways. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Continue to teach us to live a life of faith like Abraham. He refused to get anything from the king of Sodom. Help us, O God, not to take any shoe latchets so that they will not say we made Abraham rich. Teach us, forgive, Lord, whatever sin in the past, but from this time on we commit ourselves, all of us. We will not take anything belong to the devil. O God, take your word and spread it. And let your name, O God, be lifted up and glorified. I pray for my brothers and my sisters who are struggling in their life and in their finances. You help them, Lord, those who are in debt, help them to pay their debts, O God. Those who have borrowed money, they have big interest, you help them, set them free in the name of Jesus, O God. And I pray for our brethren who had repented and willing to follow your ways, you will open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their lives, and you help them in their difficult time, O God. Lord, prove your word. Bless your people, O God. Bless your church. I pray for those obedient. Prove that you are a God who stand for your word. Let all nations know that we are blessed by you. Thank you, God. Take this recording and make it reach different places, and let it be a fruit. And the purpose of sending this word of yours shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. O God, bless us, Lord, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.